This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to episode 216 of the Bobbycast. We'll jump on some Fridays and kind of catch up on music stuff for the week. But I found a pretty interesting thing about songs that are now on classic rock radio.
Oh.
Which, by the way, it's Eddie and I. And I thought this would be a good one to bring you into.
This might make me feel a little... You already make me feel old, but this may make me feel real old.
So these are... these are two things we're going to do here. One, all these songs are now in classic rock because... I think, was it 25 years?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Once a song's 25 years old, it can now be played on classic rock. When I think classic rock, I think of like The Who.
Of course.
Not the Foo Fighters.
No. Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Steppenwolf.
Yeah, not Alanis.
No way, man.
But here we go. And I have isolated clips, too, of some of these.
Yeah, just the first two.
Okay. So the first song that's now on classic rock radio is Foo Fighters' Everlong.
That's crazy. When I sing along with you.
1997.
Graduated high school that year.
The year you graduated high school is now on classic rock radio.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I like the acoustic version of this song.
Yes.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, it's
really
Did they ever release that? I remember
it was on the radio for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember having like back in the day, there was an MP3 floating around the internet of them on Howard Stern.
That's why it is out. Them playing it acoustic on Howard Stern is the reason it got released.
There you go.
As an acoustic song.
Do Everlong.
And even
Do
this
Everlong.
Was just a demo.
It was?
Everlong, yeah.
Really?
He recorded it himself, and it's the version.
Here's the isolated vocals from Dave Grohl, by the way.
And I wonder, when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's cool to hear.
If anything could ever be this good again.
Gosh.
The only thing I'll ever ask of you.
I also like hearing where they breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't really hear that a lot in the song, but I was like,
she said,
if you and I try to sing like that, we wouldn't be able to talk the rest of the day.
Alanis Morissette, Ironic, is now on classic rock radio.
It's like rain.
Is she touring this year?
I think she's touring this Jagged Little Pill album.
Yeah.
She's going to do that. And I think there is also a Broadway play.
There is a Broadway play, yeah.
Wow.
And I would go to both.
Yeah, for sure.
Here's the isolated vocals from Alanis on this.
It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride.
Wow.
When you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just didn't take.
Man.
And who would have thought it figures? Mr. Play It Safe.
That's cool, huh?
Really cool. Man, I can listen to these all day. I might do that on YouTube.
Well, it's the only two I have. But I just wanted to share a bunch of these songs that are on classic rock radio now. Garbage, Stupid Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid girl.
Whoa.
Stupid girl.
R.A.M. Which I think anybody young now has kind of missed on the REM experience. I loved them.
Are they still putting out music?
I don't know.
Because they never broke up.
They didn't. They just stop playing?
They just stop playing, I guess.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? What's the frequency, Kenneth? Oh, man.
I don't know, man. This was kind of a little classic rock.
You feel
that way? For me, even when I was growing up.
Oh, man. It was like indie before indie was indie to me. Yes. It felt like indie.
Correct.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. Classic rock.
The year I was born.
1995, the song.
No, 79.
Counting Crows, Mr. Jones is on Classic Rock.
Oh, dude, that's us.
Mm-hmm. This song, when it comes on, I always feel like I'm going to have a good day. If I randomly hear it on something, something like the 90s channel, yeah. Or if it's on an alternative station, because I love the Counting Crows so much. But you know what's funny? I never have these guilty pleasures where I'm like, if you like it, just say it. Who cares? People are like, what's your guilty pleasure? I think it's starting to be the Counting Crows, because people will go, hey, what's your favorite music? And I'll always say John Mayer. Love Garth Brooks. Love. And then you'd kind of be cool with some of your picks, too. Like, I love Head and the Heart and their new stuff. Their new record's not my favorite. I do like it a lot. But I like
a little different.
Yeah. But I do like them a lot. And I would Ben Folds.
Yeah.
So they kind of bounce back and forth. But I always leave out Counting Crows, and they're probably up there in my top.
What, you just don't want to get embarrassed?
I think I feel guilty. Yeah. I shouldn't. I think I now have a guilty pleasure. When I think of it, I think Counting Crows are my guilty pleasure. But they're one of my favorites of all time.
I mean, I do like going back to listen to Counting Crows, but I don't feel the way I used to feel about Counting Crows because it was just a different time.
Sometimes,
man.
I yell to Alexa still to play Counting Crows.
You do?
When I'm in the shower. Yeah. I love Counting Crows. I'm going to say it right now. I don't feel guilty. I love Counting Crows. My favorite top three artists of all time.
All right.
Oasis, Wonderwall, classic rock radio. This album was so good.
So good. What's the story, Morning Glory?
Just, even the album cuts. Just so good. Couple more. Green Day, Welcome to Paradise.
Welcome to Paradise.
That's 1991.
That's crazy, man.
And then finally, Radiohead Creep is on Classic Rock Radio. But I'm a creep. Where that guitar riff was never supposed to be on the song.
Right.
They just kind of left it up while recording and it stayed. And they were like, oh, that sounds cool.
And then you said that they don't play this live.
They don't play this song.
That's ridiculous. Also, too, this is classic rock, though, not oldies.
Classic rock.
Good. I think we'll start.
But there's a difference.
Well, I don't know what's difference is, because growing up, my mom liked oldies, and that was her music.
Well, you know? They do. There's a blur line at the end of oldies and the beginning of classic rock.
Right.
But I think oldies are even moving up, too. Because oldies used to do, like, 50s.
Yeah.
And now they'll probably sprinkle in some 50s and do more 60s and 70s.
Correct.
And classic rock used to be old Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not crazy.
And Bachman Turner Overdrive. Well, now it's freaking Green Day.
Crazy, man.
And garbage.
I did hear Pearl Jam the other day on Classic Rock.
You did?
Yeah, it made me feel bad.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're just getting old. In some cultures, old's awesome. Why aren't we in that culture?
We can create that culture.
I'm trying. new music out today. Did you hear the new Kesha song with Sturgill Simpson and Brian Wilson?
No.
Yeah.
Like Brian Wilson Beach Boys?
Yeah.
And Sturgill Simpson?
Yeah. No, Eddie, two other Sturgills and Brian Wilson.
Okay, all right.
This is Kesha. It's called Resentment. I don't hate you, babe. It's worse than that. Because you hurt me. I don't react. I've been building up this thing for months. Resentment. Could be a country song.
Yeah.
By the way, really good. I saved it immediately on my iHeartRadio playlist. And, you know, Kesha was known for whiskey with tea.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
What's up, babe? Also good. Out today, Ronnie Dunn has his covers album. He's still putting out songs. Here's Wonderful Tonight, Eric Clapton. I say yes, you look wonderful tonight. Blake Shelton put out his album, God's Country Fully Loaded. Here's that Blake and Gwen duet, Nobody But You. And then finally, Parmalee and Blanco Brown, who does the get up, going to do the two-step and
cowboy boogie.
They have a song called Just the Way. I love you just the way I made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes.
emotions I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be your mirror, and you're bound to see it too, cause I was made for loving just the way.
Does Blanco sing? Except for the chorus?
I think just on the chorus, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Music news. Play the song, I'm Gonna Take My Horse to the Old Town Road, was the most requested lyric by Alexa users in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my
I just have a bunch of music news.
I went down a little wormhole. I listened to the original track of this, Nine Inch Nails, which is what they sampled for that
the
part.
Music, yeah.
Yeah, and that album that that song comes from is very strange and eerie. Like, it's cool. It's all just, like, very instrumental and industrial.
A lot of Nine Inch Nails, though, right?
Yeah, it is. But this one has, like, I don't know, 40-something tracks in it, and it's all kind of that sound. It's pretty cool.
It's all songs he made just so hopefully people would sample them in the future.
Right.
The sample album. Guys, I made some music. Maybe let's use this for the hip-hop song.
Go ahead.
Have at it. Every Billboard number one artist of the decade. 2010 was Lady Gaga. 2011 and 2012 were Adele. Bruno Mars, 2013. One Direction, 2014.
Interesting.
Think about how big they were to be that number one artist.
They were huge.
I mean, I was doing... Nobody else. I guess I was here, huh? That's why I don't get it.
We were here already.
Yeah, we were in Nashville. I guess that's why we missed that. I remember when they were breaking. I had Simon Cowell on one time on my show, and he was like, we got this new group of artists I put together on... What was that show called?
X Factor.
They're going to be huge. And I was like, stop, Simon.
What was he like?
It's One Direction.
Is he nice?
He's okay.
Okay.
Not really. He's fine for an interview. I don't know. I don't really have an answer because I didn't get to spend human time with him. Yeah. So he's okay.
All right.
Taylor Swift, 2015. Only 1 year of the decade was she the number one artist, which was surprising to me.
Is that her birthday year? What was this album called?
1989.
Was this the year that came out? Oh. Adele again in 2016. Ed Sheeran in 2017. Drake in 2018.
Oh, yeah. Big year.
And then who do you think was this year? The Billboard Artist of the Year?
Malone.
Oh, right. Mike's favorite.
Yeah.
Sam Malone.
I was calling Chance Malone.
Chance Malone.
I'm an idiot.
Luke Bryan is Billboard's number one country artist of the decade.
Yeah. I love that dude.
It's funny now to see it. I just have a warped view now.
Yeah, he's your coworker.
Because I hang out with him all the time.
He's your coworker.
Love him even more, right, as a friend. We'll just hang out and talk. We will get dressed. And I've seen him with a shirt off many times as we're, like, getting ready to do stuff.
It's funny you bring that up.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We're in the dressing.
And
so to see that, it's just like you sometimes lose perspective of how big these people are.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Nashville, we lose perspective. But with Luke especially.
You do say that when he walks into a room, it definitely, you realize, oh, there's a star in
the
room.
He just attracts attention. Not because of who he is, because he's a larger-than-life personality.
Correct. I love that. That's a great description of him.
Artist of the decade. And I'm like, I would just text him and be like, hey, can I borrow your truck?
Sure, Bobby.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Good for Luke. The highest earning musicians of the year this year. I don't need clips for these, but
okay.
Elton John at number 5.
Oh.
The Eagles at 4. Then you have three current acts in the top 3. Ed Sheeran at 3. Kanye at 2, 150 million.
Dang.
Mostly off of shoes, right?
Yeezys, yeah.
You know Yeezys have no logo on them?
So how do people know they're Yeezys? It's
exactly. The shape, the texture.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And then Taylor Swift at number 1, $185 million. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct-to-consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com.
T-E-C-O-V-A-S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny when you mention the Eagles, it makes me think of their story of talking about when they broke up, classic rock, the genre started. So their music never finished because of classic rock, the genre. If it would have been another time where they didn't have a genre like that, their music probably would have fizzled out. But at the fact that classic rock kept playing the Eagles never died. I remember it was in the documentary that they talked about this.
So because the music kept playing them,
yeah,
they never stopped playing,
yeah,
even when they stopped playing.
Correct. Pretty interesting. And it's cool that they realize that.
But I feel that way about artists when they die, right? I think I've said this on the show before. Like, unless you knew them and unless you were still following their new music, they never die. Like, Tom Petty was the example that I used, because we didn't listen to Tom Petty's new music when later in his life.
But now
like he's dead to me. I didn't know him, and I'm still listening to his old stuff the same amount that I was listening to it. So to me, there's no difference in Tom Petty being dead and alive.
Right.
So to me, he's never died. I say that in a great way, more than there's no difference.
Yeah.
So
it's like Elvis, too, in a weird way.
Yeah.
I know it's been a long time, but we still listen to him, especially Christmas time. We listen to him like he's still alive.
The number one album is the Frozen 2 soundtrack this week.
People talk really highly about that soundtrack.
Yeah, because it's a little more progressive musically, right?
Yeah, like Casey Musgraves, Weezer's on it.
Yeah, Casey and Weezer on it. All I need.
Yeah, that's all you need in life.
I love both of them very much.
You do.
You know, we haven't had Casey on the show in 6 years. And we're good. I think we're good. I see her. We're very personable. I wouldn't say we're best friends. I wouldn't even say we're friends, but we're actually, I saw her at the CMAs. After the CMAs last year, I was like, hey, congratulations, really great. We say hi to each other. But I think we've tried, both sides have tried a bit. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
Would you put her on the Bobbycast? Because that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Right?
I think that's what we tried, yeah.
And something happened with scheduling. And then
she started her big world tour right before.
Mm.
And then there was another time where she was going to do a radio tour with other shows. I was like, you know, I'm not into the radio tour.
Right.
It wasn't toward her. I don't take anybody like that.
It's just you're one of 50. Interviews.
I turned down Hootie and the Blowfish on a radio tour. And I love Darius. And I love Hootie. But it's like, I don't want to be... You're just coming to do us and then going to do everybody else. I'd like for it to be special to us and to you. And if not, that's okay. You can go do every other show. I don't care what you do on other shows. But I think it was with that once too, right? Christmas album? Maybe not this Christmas, but last Christmas?
I think so, yeah.
And it was like, I'm not going to do it because she's doing a bunch of shows and I just didn't want it to be that. I don't want to be part of the wheel.
Have you seen her Netflix special?
Amazon special.
Thank you.
And I haven't.
I get confused now. It's really good. And it's short. It's a short watch, 45 minutes, I think.
But she's my favorite country artist of the decade.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've really liked her music from the very beginning.
When Same Trailer, Different Part came out, I was like, oh my God, this is my favorite artist. Then Pageant Material, then Golden Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really, even when we weren't on great terms, I was still like, oh my God, this music's the best. I just believe, though, you can separate art from artists. And not this example, because Casey and I are great and fine now. And
I feel like we should a lot more separate art from artists.
Unless
then we would enjoy
R. Kelly.
Correct.
But also his music is so freaking good. I know. One other story I was going to bring up is Juice WRLD. What do you know about Juice WRLD?
Nothing.
Okay, so he died.
Okay. Recently?
So, yeah, like last week. This week?
Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. You don't even know who he is, though, right?
No clue.
I know him from TikTok, though, to be honest with you.
That's where I learned about him.
But that's where...
Him singing?
Yeah. Lucid Dreams, right? Name of the song?
Yep.
When I was at the Boys and Girls Club, I was asking these kids about who their favorite rappers were, and it was like, a young boy. A bunch of people I didn't even know. And I was like, oh, I'm that out of...
Did they say DaBaby?
They didn't say DaBaby.
I saw him on Saturday Night Live. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Musical guest, yeah.
Yeah.
DaBaby was musical guest?
Yeah. He was.
Juice WRLD overdosed, and I'll read you the story here. Juice WRLD may have died when he swallowed several Percocet to keep them hidden from cops. Authorities searched the luggage of Juice and his crew after they landed. They found pot, cough syrup, and guns, and he may have tried to hide drugs from the cops in his stomach.
Oof.
Sources say Juice's pilots alerted authorities on the ground that there were guns and drugs on the plane, so when they landed, they were met by FBI and the FAA. According to TMZ, swallowed several Percocet pills so the cops wouldn't find them. And I guess what happened was it was too much.
Yeah. Because initially it was reported that he had a seizure.
That's what I heard. He had a seizure in the airport. Authorities found 41 bags of marijuana. That's a lot of weed.
That's a lot.
That's like not even for your personal recreational use, unless you're doing a lot of personal recreation.
A lot of friends.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
God, and then he was living hard, huh?
6 bottles of prescription codeine cough syrup, 2 9mm pistols, a 40 caliber pistol, high capacity ammunition magazine, and metal piercing bullets. You wonder if he had this because he felt like he needed it, or that's part of what you should have to show that you have it. What do you think, Mike?
I mean, I think probably because he felt like he needed to have it.
In which, what regard?
Like for his image, like for him?
His image, yeah. Like that was my second part of it, right.
Legitimate question, though.
Go ahead.
And I'm serious. If you were part of his label, his people, whoever he hires to run his music business.
Well, there's many levels of that.
Right, okay, fine.
His label's far as
his management.
Got it.
Okay.
Super close.
Wouldn't you advise him, say, hey, what's his name, Juice WRLD?
Juice WRLD.
You don't need the guns. We got you. We'll hire 20 securities, whatever.
But I don't think that's the image.
I know because it's image. I get it. We can have fake guns for that. Like,
can you imagine if you're a rapper and you get busted with fake guns?
Oh my gosh.
You're done.
Is that really? That's
you're done.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Here's what I would say. I agree. Like from us saying it, the practical side of it is don't be an idiot and carry all this drugs. But also you're, was he 21, 22?
21.
You're young. You're dumb. You got a bunch of money. Also, that lifestyle that you're living now is what got you there. You just get to amplify it now.
Yeah, but you don't have to do that anymore.
I know, but nothing really changes. Like I'm as nutty as I was when I was 19, I just am able to be nuttier in different ways. They often say, and I'll just talk about money, for example.
Yeah.
I got a lot more money now than I did 5 years ago, especially 15 years ago. They say that money shows the real you. It just gives you more access to what you want.
Okay.
And also lets you either go crazy. It's like power. You either become wonderfully helpful or it absolutely destroys you and you do the worst things with it. I would say the same things with fame, the same things with... So... What got him there, he just was like, let's turn this thing up. Mm. Let's blow it up even more. What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I was also thinking about that TikTok. Did you see of him thinking that he was going to like fake his death?
Yeah, he said he was going to die when he was 21.
And he like tweeted like a long time ago, like I would get so big, then disappear and fake my death.
Are people thinking that that's what happened now?
No, I don't.
I mean, that thread was a little convincing. It like posted like his lyrics and all this other stuff.
I saw that TikTok, yeah. Eddie, you got to get on TikTok, dude.
Yeah. It should, huh?
It's fun.
I mean, I'm a video guy.
You don't have to make any. I don't make a lot. I just get on there if I'm in a car, in an Uber, I just watch TikTok the whole time.
It's like my recess time. Yeah.
I see the stuff you put on, and it looks fun to make.
Like, I'll take TikToks too and save them and put on my Instagram story. That's how much I love it. Yeah, that's it. Thought we'd come on, share some music news, talk about those classic rock songs, and give you a little podcast for today.
It's good stuff.
Check out the one we did.
The demos?
Yeah. Did you hear that one yet?
No, no, no.
It's the last one we did.
Heard you talk about it. It sounds awesome.
It's really good. Songwriter demos that turn into big hits. You get to hear the songwriter sing it.
How did you guys get access to these demos?
Mike just found them all.
Yeah. Go through the internet, you can find anything.
Okay.
Mike's on the dark web. Yeah. He steals identities and takes songwriter rights. check out Eddie's podcast, the Sore Losers podcast.
Yes. Sports, guy talk. We're trying to mix in a little more guy talk because sports, let's be real. I mean, everyone acts like they know everything about sports. Everyone doesn't know everything about sports, so we mix in some guy talk.
And the only thing that you get that can't be replicated is you people, specifically
right.
You guys.
Our personalities.
Yeah, your people. People will come to the show for you.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So people come to our show. There are people that can talk about country music probably better. Nah, maybe not better than me, though.
Maybe not. Probably not.
Well, I consider myself quite the historian. Probably have different opinions. They can have a bigger opinion on what's... It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you can't replicate talent and your talent.
Yes. Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel good now.
And Mike D's movie podcast goes up.
Oh my gosh, I cannot
wait.
Monday,
yeah.
It goes up on Monday. You can actually... listen, we put this on Friday. It could be Monday when you hear this. But it's called Mike D's Movie Podcast. You can subscribe now. What's your first episode going to be about?
It's going to be about actors' biggest roles and how much they got paid for them. So like one single role, how much they got paid over like all the movies they did with that.
And then what are you going to do on this podcast in general?
I'm going to talk a lot about like kind of movie history, stuff you didn't know about movies, and then I'll do movie reviews, and then I'm going to bring people on.
To talk about movies?
Yeah, all about movies.
Yeah, I can't wait to be a guest.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That'd be fun.
We have to wait for him to ask us, though.
I'll probably talk about Office Space.
That's the best movie ever.
Well, you can tell me what to talk about, so don't bring me on to talk about Office Space, because then I put you in the hammer lock.
But Mike did say that it would be people talking about their favorite movies as well.
My favorite movie, though, probably not Office Space. I'd probably watch it again, though, whatever we were going to talk about. I'd probably watch, like, my favorite movie is Man on the Moon.
Of all time?
Yeah, because wow. I love Andy Kaufman. I thought Jim Carrey nailed it, and it was a good movie.
More than Forrest Gump, more than Shawshank Redemption.
I think you and I share a lot of Jim Carrey movies, so maybe we could do something on that.
Like, and I'm not a Jim Carrey. I'm not a crazy Jim Carrey fan.
But you like Eternal Sunshine.
One of my top five movies,
well,
too.
Man on the Moon, Truman Show.
Classic.
Truman Show. Yes, but I'm not a big Ace Ventura was funny. What else did he do?
Like Bruce Almighty, the newer stuff. Cable Guy.
The Mask, fine. All that stuff's fine. And fine to pretty good. Like, I enjoyed that.
I think you like the dramatic Jim Carrey.
I love the dramatic Jim Carrey. I love Truman Show and the concept, and thought he was fantastic in that. My favorite movie is a Jim Carrey movie. We just talked Man on the Moon. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. So freaking good. You know, back in the day. Oh, I'm going to hurt my shoulder here, patting myself on the back. Whenever I would say Keanu Reeves is America's most beloved actor, Mike, that was before the Keanu Reeves fandom started.
It was way before. I'll give it,
I just didn't understand how people didn't love Keanu Reeves more. And I would declare, Keanu Reeves is America's most beloved actor. For some reason, it became a thing. Not because of me, but now there's memes and there's a Reddit whole, I followed the thread too, the subreddit. Keanu Reeves is loved now.
No, it was very strange. You talked about it just randomly, and then articles start popping up right after all that.
And I'm not saying anything to do with it.
I'm not saying that either.
But I'm saying the
it was
same
weird,
thing about
though.
Jim Carrey now. Jim Carrey, one of America's finest actors. I said it.
Here you go.
I said it.
Articles pop up tomorrow.
Jim Carrey, one of America's finest actors of the 20th century.
And then the next thing he's in is the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Is he doing Sonic?
Yeah. He's
really?
Dr. Robotnik.
Well, if I come in and I'm like, also he was in Batman as the Riddler, and I was like, whatever. But I don't have to like every role. I didn't like every Keanu role. But I did love Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
You see the Matrix and John Wick 4 coming out on the same day next year?
The same day? The
same day.
Wow.
Dang.
I just busted one.
Okay, all right.
All right.
You go to two movies in one day.
You're crazy, man.
Oh.
Gotta go.
All right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. This has been another episode of the Bobbycast, a Friday edition. Thank you guys.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.